remote meetings from the Teams team.
So a lot of us have been using platforms like Teams a lot more recently. It connects us with people and places around the world and makes life feel a lot less lonely. I'm here with Amit, Sophia, Neeraj, Nakul, and Martin from the Teams team, and they are going to give us their 10 top tips for remote meetings from the Teams team today. I'm just going to give a bit of a call out right now. We are doing this from home, so fingers crossed we're going to make our way through the full 10. But before they start, I'm going to give you my first tip. So 93% of all human communication is nonverbal. So if you are comfortable to do so, if it's possible, try to have your video on. It makes it all feel a little less lonely. Let's start off with Amit. So Amit, what are your top tips?
Hi, I'm Amit Panikkar. I'm the Group Product Manager for Teams Meetings. And I'm here with my whole team today. We are based in Prague. We are going to do a little bit of an inception going on here. I have a meeting that I'll be sharing through another meeting. So hopefully everything works. We are all at our home trying to make this happen. In a bit, you will see me sharing a screen and I will roll off with my first tip. Let me, I'm just waiting for the screen share to show up. Just give it a second. And my first tip is something that I think every one of you have experienced once or twice. And that is, you are in a meeting, it's going to show up in just a minute, and you are watching a slide that is just stagnant, and you wish you could look at the rest of the people and see their reactions. So with Teams, you can do that by just one click. If you see my mouse here, if I go click down here, immediately the stage comes up onto the foreground, and you can see the expressions of everybody who is in the meeting. And when the slide advances, you can click back here and go back to the slide. So this is a very quick way of you going back between the stage and the slides that are being shared. But what if I could have my cake and eat it too? That's my tip number two. So one of the things you can do with Teams is you can actually log in twice. So you can log in to Teams from your app, and you can log in to Teams on a web browser. And what you can do then is you can set your web browser with the slides and the people with the stage. And if you have a big enough monitor, I'm working off a smaller monitor here, but if you have two monitors, you can place them on different monitors and you can look at the presentation as well as the people at the same time. So this is when you're consuming a presentation. Now, what if you have to present? Everybody has been in a situation where they have to present something. So I'm going to take over a presentation from Nakul. And one of the things I do is when I am presenting, I'm going to turn this off to reduce the inception effect. And the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to go and present. I'm going to bring up the share tray, as you might have seen. And one of the options that you see in the share tray is for you to actually share a window. So instead of sharing, I'm sorry, it's a little bit slow because, as I said, I'm running three versions of a stream here. So one of the things I can do with Teams is I can actually share a window. In this case, I'm going to share our main screen. So what that allows me to do then is to have this window being shared with the rest of the team. And I can go back and bring my old window where my actual meeting is going on. And I can actually present and see the reaction of everybody who is listening to me in real time. So I have this almost like a simulated dual monitor presenter and attendee kind of a two-way thing going on. So it's a trick that I use often. And, you know, Nakul and Neeraj and Martin can attest that they're seeing the presentation that I'm actually sharing here. So those were my three tips. And I'm going to pass it over to Sophia for her set of tips, and I'm going to stop sharing right now on my inner meeting. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sophia, and I'm product manager on the Teams team for meetings based in Prague. So I got a couple tips for today to share with you. It's my superb tips, and I have two of them, and I use them quite often. The first one is pinning. When I'm in a meeting, I often like to watch the reaction of a couple of my colleagues, or I want to focus on a specific. For that, I use a multiple pinning feature to create my own customized version of the stage. So, for example, in this session, I want to pin Martin and I want to pin Nakul at the same time and watch them both and see their reaction.
I think Amit has a demo to show us of this right now. There we go.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I am actually following instructions from Sophia and acting along.
And,
there we go.
Yes,
Sophia,
Amit.
For the audience, your view Nakul. Of Martin and Nakul.
Yes, it's very useful feature, and I often use it, especially when I just need to focus on the presenter who is speaking the moment. And the second one, it's one of also the best tips of mine, is turn off incoming video. So while working from home, sometimes I have a bad network connection, which impacts the audio quality of the meeting. But I still want to hear the people who are speaking and see their presentation in very good quality. So for that, I use very simple thing, which is called turn off incoming video, and you can find it from the menu. And this allows you to improve the audio quality. At the same time, you can still see the presentation if it's been shared. So this is all from my side for today, and I'm passing this to Neeraj. Neeraj, what are your tips for today?
Hi, everyone. My name is Neeraj. I'm also a PM in Teams team here based in Prague. Okay, so I have some things for you which revolves around phones. So the first thing first, as you would have seen, it often happens that your quality of the network goes bad because of n number of reasons or some devices issues and stuff. And the audio on your computer or your Mac is not usable. So what can you do over there? There is a very nifty little feature hidden in the meeting details called Call Me Back feature, where you can use your phone to join the audio and have a very smooth meeting.
Neeraj, give me a second to catch up. Hold on. I'm going to hold you up there. I'm trying to catch up.
Take
with
your
you
time.
As you speak. There is a little bit of lag. I know we're not used to this because Teams works pretty fast, so we're not used to lags, but we are going through multiple hoops here. So just give me a second while I catch up with you. Okay.
So this is a feature. If you are experiencing bad telephone quality, you can open up Teams, and then you can instruct Teams to call you.
Exactly. Yep. So thanks, Asim. That you're exactly correct. So Teams will call you back on your phone. It will be an incoming call to you, mostly from a local number. And that way, if you have any kind of devices issue, microphone issues, any kind of echo or howling, which sometimes people encounter on your PC or Mac, you can use this feature to get bypassed around that and use your classic phone connection to talk to other people and hear other people. Meanwhile, you can still use the screen sharing capability of your PC or a Mac on your desktop form factor. So that way you get the best of the both worlds.
This is where you input your phone number. I'm not going to do it right now. But yes, thanks for the tip, Neeraj. I know you have one more on mobile. That is really awesome.
Since we are talking about mobile, as you know, Teams have wonderful mobile apps on iOS and Android platforms. So one of the things you can do over there is that you can use your phone as a companion to your meetings. As Amit said, there is no restriction to the number of endpoints who can join a Teams meeting. So while I'm joining this meeting with you, I'm also joining this meeting through my phone, as you can see a little bit over here. What I can use, my phone. It has the same set of experience as desktop. I will go over there. I will use share feature. I will use share video options, and I can point it to any kind of whiteboard, notes, any kind of doodling, or any kind of machines, anything which I want people to go and look at in the same stage where you see screen sharing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this one to go and show you what my notes is showing right now. As you can see over here, and as you can see over here, it's a video experience. And I can tell people that, okay, look at my note, look at my diagram, look at stuff. And when I'm done, I can stop it. So this is the cool companion feature which Teams is all about, collaborating through multiple platforms. Now I'm handing it over to Mehul for the next.
The best thing I like about this feature is you don't have to tilt your laptop and get it all messed up. You can just carry your phone and show people around. All right, over to you, Nako.
Stop, you cannot even do it. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Neeraj. So, hey, everyone, I'm Nakul. I'm also product manager in Teams team based out of Prague office. So I have two tips to share with you today. First one is captions, closed captions, right? So most of us are working from home these days. It does get noisy with little kids at home. So for me, if I have to keep it low, especially when my son is going to sleep, you know, nap time, I go and turn on live captions. And I go and, you know, switch off the volume. So I keep reading the captions as it comes across. And that's how I take my meetings when my son goes to sleep. So that's a tip number one. Try it. It works really well. You can just follow what people are saying. You can read. It's just like reading a book. So that was my tip number one. For tip number two, let me go and start a whiteboarding session. Okay. So Amit is going to go and share his screen. And then you will see Microsoft Whiteboard. So what we do is, like, you know, it's one of my favorite features because, you know, when we are going and designing end user flows for the features that we're working on, we do a lot of brainstorming. And for that, we are all connected remotely in a meeting. We open this whiteboard, and that's where we start to write. We, you know, design all kind of user flows. And the best thing is, even when we leave the meeting, all of us, like all the participants in the meeting, we all continue to collaborate on this whiteboard even after the meeting is over. And next time when we hop into the call again, we can see the history of what we had done in the past. So, you know, the whiteboard content is not lost. It's just saved. So you can, you know, use it for, you know, for your next meeting as well. So these were two tips that I wanted to share with you today. And I will now pass it to Martin. He also has a couple of cool tips to go and share with you all.
Thanks, Nicole. Hi, everyone. I'm Martin, product manager on Teams based in Prague.
Martin, can you just hold on for 1 second? Could you stop sharing, please, Knuckle, the whiteboard?
Okay. I just did.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks. Hi, everyone. I'm Martin, a product manager on Teams based in Prague. So my first tip is a feature you might have enjoyed using already. At Microsoft, we use background effects a lot in our meetings, and I'd encourage you to do the same. So they allow you to transform the backdrop of your video and add a bit more variety to your meetings. This can actually help with the fatigue that we feel after a day of back-to-back meetings. And another great tip I have for you, again, if you're struggling to concentrate in your meetings, is to press the record button. So this will record the meeting and become available in the meeting chat for you to view.
Catching up with background effects. Remember the lag. So done with background effects. This is where you set them. Now, let's go to the next one. You were talking about recording.
Yeah, so the next one is to press the record button and you'll be able to find the recording in the meeting chat later on to reference. And it's also useful for people who couldn't make the meeting and want to catch up on what they'd missed. And they are my two tips.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. Have we made it through to the 10 tips?
We made it on the first go, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations, everybody. I'm so excited. There was a lot of nervousness about this one, wasn't there? Are we going to make it through to the 10 tips? We made it through very quickly, actually. In fact, we've got a lot of time to spare. Does anybody have any more tips that they'd like to share? Is there anything else that you'd love to talk about? I remember, Sophie, you were talking to me a little bit about fatigue with Teams or generally with video conferencing. And I think you had some tips there also. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Okay. So actually, it's quite tiring to be in a meeting. You know, you want to be always, you have your video on and to be inclusive. But at the same time, for example, I have a lot of meetings during the days and it's quite tiring to be always with video on. But at the same time, you want to have the video on because other people can watch you. can also read your reaction. So I have like very nice workaround. So I just put a little sticker and put it over my face. So I'm not getting tired to watch myself during the day. And that's like, you know, it's kind of relaxing me a bit, and I don't feel like nervousness. Oh, how I look, how I brush my hair, like, and what should I wear today in the morning? I feel like more relaxed, and I just go with the flow of the meeting. It's like my hack around the meetings.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah, I know. We have that problem, don't we? Where you end up looking at your own picture instead of other people. Does anybody else have any other tips? Any other inside tips from the team? Go on.
Yes, one of the things that I find myself doing, it's along the same lines. When you sit around all day in back-to-back meetings, one of the cool things we have is if you have a mobile phone, you can automatically transfer your phone, your meeting from your desktop to your mobile phone and on the app, and no one notices. It's a seamless transfer. There's no lag, none whatsoever. And it helps me if I am in a meeting where I don't have to be actively participating, or if I have to be participating but I don't need to have my video on, I can walk around, go for a little walk if that's what is required. The seamless transfer is really awesome. And when you come back, you can transfer the call back. So it's like one seamless experience for anyone who is on the call. And for you, you can then have the freedom to walk around. Maybe it's tending to your needs or, you know, your kids or whatever. So that's one thing that I find myself using quite often these days.
And so I think I've seen this, is like when you're in a Teams call on your desktop, and all you have to do is open up Teams, the application, on your mobile phone. And I've seen it. It just appears automagically.
It just
appears at the top.
Exactly.
Automagically. By all of your hard work, automatically. It appears at the top as a button that says, you're on a call. Do you want to join that from the mobile? That's the experience you're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't even have to think about it. It knows you're in a call. It drops you right in.
Yeah. I've used that feature. It's fantastic. Any other tips and tricks from the Teams team? If not, I one question I've always wanted to ask, actually, is that you're all based in Prague, and I think the Teams organization is kind of one of the more European Asian based organizations inside Microsoft. Can you talk a bit about the background of the Teams organization and kind of where it fits in there?
Sure. So Teams, I can take that. So Teams, as you know, the reason why we have a big office in Prague is Prague was one of the original offices of Skype. So Skype is a company that I guess everybody knows. It's a verb that Microsoft acquired. And even before Microsoft acquired Skype, Skype always had an office in Prague. So the AV roots, and there's a reason why we have the Teams meetings team here, because a lot of audiovisual work related to Skype used to happen in Prague. And obviously, when we decided to create Teams, one of the first places that Microsoft went and looked for expertise was with the Skype folks, because they have been doing this for a long time. And so we have a lot of center of gravity when it comes to AV experiences in Europe. But as you know, Microsoft is a global org. So we now have offices all over. We run 24/7. We have offices in India. We have offices in China. We have obviously offices in the US. That actually helps us because we can, you know, understand the market conditions across the globe and address the feedback that we get from our users.
That's amazing. Because that's the pedigree of Teams and kind of the experience we've all born from Skype. We've been in the space for a long time, and it shows with the product we have now. So wow, what an amazing set of tips! So incredibly useful. Thank you for sharing them with us today. But I also know that the Teams org has been working really hard to make sure we're still connected digitally in these special times. And I just really wanted to spend a second just to thank you all for that and for keeping us connected. So thank you for that. And now it's time to head again to the chill zone.